We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is Mutt and Callahan live from spring training, filling Chris Sale in on the inner workings of the radio station during the break here, trying to get him caught up on what's going on. Chris Sale joins us here in the broadcast booth. Good morning, Chris. How you doing, man?
Good. Glad to be here.
Hey, guys. We were talking about this in the previous segment. Why aren't more guys like you? I mean, you don't, outside noise doesn't bother you. You don't, you're not on Twitter still, or are you?
No, Twitter, no
social media. You're not, other than this show, you don't listen to a lot of talk radio, right?
Exactly.
Why don't more guys, like, emulate you? It seems to work.
I don't know. I obviously can't speak for anybody other than myself. I just, you know, I try to get rid of the most of the distractions, if you will. There's enough that goes on, in life and in sports that'll bring enough speed bumps in front of you. So if I can eliminate, you know, self-inflicted wounds, if you will, it makes it easier for me.
Do you ever think, like, look at your fellow, you know, left-handed starter, David Price, and say, why do you worry about that stuff?
No, I mean, he can do, you know, what he wants. I mean, that, and not only that, but you look at him and Jackie and Brock, you know, they most of the time use it for good, you know, posting pictures of their kids or reaching out to fans. You know, it's not all bad.
True. You know, Brock with the Jimmy Fund is great stuff.
And he creates a lot of great buzz with that, brings a lot of smiles to people's face. You know, there's nothing better than seeing Griff, you know, hitting baseballs up in the attic or wherever they are down the basement. But, you know, with that comes a little bit of the riffraff, and those are the things that I just try to avoid.
And this year, I know you talked about a little bit yesterday. You're on the mound, you win the World Series, you close the thing out, but still a frustrating year for you and trying to move past that and trying to focus in on this year and try the big focus on, like, getting healthy and staying healthy throughout 2019.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, as great as last year was, you know, as a whole, for everybody in our organization, it was a grind personally, you know, throughout the middle and back end of the year. Luckily for myself, I have, you know, an unbelievable squad of coaching staff and trainers and you know, the guys in our weight room. And, you know, I leaned on them heavily. You know, they're as good as it gets, and they're top tier. So, you know, having those guys to lean on and get help from, and they're a big part for me being able to get out there when I was out there.
Is the frustration, you know, and not knowing exactly what was going on at the time, was it not getting the ball? Was it all of the above? Was there one thing that stood out as the most frustrating part of that stretch where you're on the DL a couple times in the middle of the year?
Just missing time. Yeah. You know, there's nothing worse than having a job and not being able to do it. And not only not being able to do it, but having other people have to step up and pull your weight, basically. You know, we obviously had a deep roster and guys filled in great. You know, we really didn't miss a beat, which made it easier for me. You know, I'm out, I'm sitting here watching games, and we're still winning. So that makes it, you know, we go on a, you know, 10 game losing streak. You know, that's a knife to the chest. So, you know, my guys picked me up last year. They really did, and throughout the whole process, you know, they all had my back, and they were all, you know, very supportive, and, you know, they wanted me back out there.
I'm going to guess the ninth inning, coming out of the bullpen, your teammates cheering you on, striking out Machado, that's the career highlight. We all
without
agree.
A doubt.
How do you commemorate that? Do you have a big photograph of it? Did you watch the video over and over? I mean, how do you, you know, wring the most out of that moment?
So that was one of the most special moments of my career. Not in before I even left the bullpen. I have a video of me walking off the mound, and you see everybody in the bullpen standing up, going crazy. That was really special to me. That was fun, and that just goes to show, you know, the camaraderie, the joint effort that it takes, and everybody being on the same page. And no matter who has the ball, we're all confident in that person, and we're all pulling for that guy to get it done. And then, you know, obviously, with the last out and you know, the celebration, that that's that goes without
you
saying.
You know what sucks? You can't top that. You know, it's, you know.
We can try.
It's going to be tough personally for you to top that moment.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, every year brings a new opportunity, but that's something that obviously I'll remember for the rest of my life. You know, I'll be hopefully telling my great grandkids that story one day and showing them old pictures and stuff. It was special too. You know, I had my whole family out there. You know, my kids, my wife, my parents, my mother-in-law was out there. So it was fun to be able to celebrate with them after the game and experience that with them, having my kids on the field. That was a moment of a lifetime.
And again, the way your teammates watching it, the way your teammates reacted, spoke to, I don't know, it's going to sound dumb, but like the, a team camaraderie type thing. But does every championship?
How does that sound dumb?
Well, because here, team wins a championship, they were close in a team. It looked like this team specifically, under Alex Cora, did have that vibe to it. Is that a fair assessment of the way this team was built last year?
100% true. Yeah, he brought a sense of calming. Doing it right, fun. You know how it is. I mean, if you're doing something over, you know, 7 or 8 month period, it can get monotonous, right? You wake up, you have breakfast, you work out, you go through the workout, game, and it's just basically the same thing over and over. And he found a lot of ways to stir it up, make it fun, before, during, or after games, off days, things like that. And I think that not only brought us closer together, you know, the bond, the you know, the honesty, the, you know, everything that comes with being good teammates. But it brings levity, you know, just, you know, still having fun, because sometimes you can get too serious out there, especially with, you know, some outside factors coming in. So, you know, he did a great job of keeping it fun, but also, you know, staying on top of things and, you know, being able to execute what we needed to execute.
I'm not sure where this. I just looked it up. You're in the last year of your contract. Did you know that? Someone said this morning. They said, ask Chris Sale if he cares about money, because he doesn't seem to care about it. Do you think you care less about it than most guys?
Well, like, I mean, like I said before, you know, I can only speak for myself. I said yesterday, I'm a baseball player. I play baseball. You know, if I was good at math, I would be an accountant. If I was, you know, good at drawing, I'd be an architect. But I'm good at baseball, so I play baseball. I leave, you know, all that stuff to the people that need to be taking care of it. You know, I have a lot of faith and trust in my agent. I have a lot of faith and trust in the ownership and the, you know, the brass here with the Red Sox. So, you know, if it works out, it works out. And we'll, you know, the goal's still the same, whether I'm here for 1 year, 10 years, or they ship me out tomorrow. You know, I'm still gonna go out there and grind as hard as I can and do everything I can to help the team win.
But do you feel pressure from other outside forces like union and agents and other, you know, like the obligation? We often hear you got an obligation to the other players coming after you. Does that matter to you, or are you only concerned with, you know, your peace of mind?
I would say the first and foremost, I have to worry about what's going on here, you know, with my team, and even more, I guess, more so with myself when it comes to contract negotiations, I guess. Yeah, and you also want to set a tone. You want to do right by the guys that are, you know, coming in next year, 2 years, 10 years down the road, because, you know, you kind of set the bar, and then the next guy that comes in line, you know, he either gets to that bar or raises it a little more.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of the brotherhood of being a Major League Baseball player. But that being said, you know, you want to go to a team that's going to contend. You want to go to a team that you can trust, and you want to play for championships. And, you know, check.
What is
sitting right now.
What does that mean, a team you can trust?
They're just going to do right by you and do right by the players. I think if you ask the guys in this organization, and I know there's other organizations out there like
right.
that, but you know that you're going to get, you know, a straight shot here, and that you can rely and trust in the people around you. And I've learned that over the last couple of years playing here.
Was the frustration you expressed yesterday, was that part of this, where guys like Kimbrel and Harper and Machado, they did that. They said, we're going to raise the bar, set the market, and it's just not happening.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, what's going on around the league is tough right now. It's different than it used to be. You know, you used to see guys signing, you know, Thanksgiving, right. Christmas, and then, you know, oh my gosh, you know, this is taking forever. It's January 20th, and, you know, this guy still hasn't signed. And now you're starting to see, you know, guys missing time in spring training. And, you know, I don't blame them. You know, they've put in the time. They've put in the effort. They've built an unbelievable resume. And, you know, they deserve what they earn. And you know, it's just, you know, a situation now where it's getting a little rocky in those areas. I don't have the answers. You know, I don't know if you guys have the answers.
Well, it's not. I don't know what the answer is, but Chris, it's not good for the sport. I mean, from your standpoint as a player, you're watching guys who are still waiting for a deal. From a fan standpoint, you know, it's spring training and guys aren't signed yet. That doesn't happen in other sports. Doesn't seem like that's healthy for the sport that.
Oh,
that you
if
play
I was
in.
A baseball fan, I would be extremely frustrated with this because, you know, you let's say the Boston Red Sox. You want to know if this guy's going to be here. You want your team to be put together. You know, you want to buy your team's Christmas gift, you know, jerseys for Christmas right. gifts, and you know, you want to know, you know, okay, this guy's coming to our team, we're going to be a contender. Well, all of a sudden, you know, you get to spring training, a couple days into spring training, and you're like, and then, you know, your guy goes somewhere else, and you're like, well, what the heck, you know? So it can be, you know, I can understand the frustration from. Obviously the players, but you know, the fans too. The fans want to see their teams and the players on their team, and they want to be able to root for them for a while.
And I know in your case, you said it a bunch of times. Your agents are dealing with all this. They're dealing with all the Red Sox. Have you told them, you know, once we get to opening day, I don't want to hear anything until the All-Star break? Is it an open process for you throughout the year? How do you plan on taking that information from your agents and not let it affect you on the field this year?
Well, like I said, I got one thing to worry about. I'm a pitcher. I'm going to go out and pitch. I'm going to, you know, do everything I can to not only make myself better but my team better. I just don't have time to worry about it. And I've never had time to worry about it. I've never thought about this or that, extensions, contracts, free agency. I've always just gone out and pitched. I said it yesterday. I've been very, very lucky and fortunate that I got drafted, played a couple years, signed an extension, and I've really never had to worry about it. So I'm just going to keep not worrying about it and go out there and pitch, and you know, in the end, it'll all work itself out one way or another.
And the next contract, how would that change your life? I mean, obviously you got everything you need, right? There's nothing you can buy with that next contract that you haven't already bought.
Well, it's not about buying anything; it's about playing for championships. You know, right now I got 1 year left to win a championship.
Right.
You know. Whether I sign a 1 year deal, a 10 year deal, or whatever else, that just gives me that much more time to win more championships. And like I said yesterday, hopefully that's here in Boston.
And you, I was going to say, if all things being equal, you seem to really like it here.
I love it here, no doubt. It's hard not to. There's a lot of pressure that comes with playing in Boston. There's very high expectations, but. I hold myself to a very high standard, you know, on and off the field. So it's right down my alley. And you want to be on a team that is wanting to win today, tomorrow, this year, next year, 10 years from now. And that's here. That, you know, that you look at their track record over the last, almost 20 years right now. And it's pretty impressive, and even when there is, you know, a so-called down year, it's either 1 or 2 years, and they're right back on it. So
you told
you
us
respect that.
One thing's weird. You said last year, it might have been 2 years ago. You said you liked everything about Boston, and we said, except the traffic kind of sucks. And you said, I don't mind it. You said, I just sit in my truck, turn the music up.
Yeah.
You still don't mind traffic?
No.
Okay, that's weird.
No. Well, I mean, I try not to let little things bother me. You know, traffic's a little thing. I'll get there eventually.
How about down here, like in February and March? It's almost as bad as Boston. You would agree?
Yes. Well, we got a lot of people from Boston that come down here.
That's true.
You know, I'm with my people all the time.
And so now, how do you balance between putting last year behind you and also the expectation you said here in Boston? People expect you guys to repeat. So how do you balance and move forward into this year?
You just kind of roll it over. AC said yesterday, you know, we're not turning the page. You know, turning the page means, you know, something bad happened, right, and you're on to the next one. We're just going to keep writing a new chapter. And you know, we have a most of the same guys coming back, and we got two guys that we only had for half the year that were huge for us for that half a year, now for a full year with Pierce and Nate. So it's exciting. You know, I think we're all still hungry for it. You can ask anybody in that clubhouse. We're not satisfied with what we did last year. We were at the time, but now it's, you know, on to the next one, and you know, we want to be back to back champions.
Were you on this this video chain? Were you watching Pedroia's workouts the way Alex Cora was during the year, seeing him working out? He says he's back. He says he's ready to go this year.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be fun to watch him. I think you know, you obviously know his attitude, his grit, and his drive. I mean, you got a guy that's basically done it all in the game: MVP, world champion, All Star, you know, Gold Gloves, the whole nine. And he's as hungry as he's ever been to play baseball. I think that's not only impressive to hear from someone like that, but you know, he's out to prove some points this year, and that's going to be fun to watch.
All right, we'll let you get to work.
Did you root for the Patriots?
I did.
Absolutely. About before you came to Boston? Did you hate them?
No, I mean, you can't hate greatness. I mean, you can be jealous,
right?
Which, you know, a lot of people are. But you got to respect it, no doubt. I mean, I think whether you're a fan of this team or that team, you got to respect, you know, what they've done over the past few years, and hopefully more to come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.